woman wins a gold medal in vault, and that deserves a standing ovation.
Five-time All-Star playing legend. Wilson back to work. Speed against finishing. My goodness, Asia Wilson. Plum. Welcome to the league.
Yeah, you?
Yeah. We're back. Your favorite hosts, Shan, Layla, German. Let's go. All right, episode 5. We're making real progress. We are so thrilled. Well, let me go backtrack. Yet again, I have another name correction. And German, yet again, and let me keep going with it. So I would
By the time I realized you had moved on, and I didn't want to be like, excuse me, tap.
I would like to formally apologize to Dallas Guard, Arike Agumobale. She's a beautiful Nigerian name. It is not Erica, like the announcer who misled me astray when I watched that game. She hit the game buzzer. She dashed the Fever's hopes to win that opening preseason game. And she does what she does. This is nothing new to her, that 9-to-5. So, Arike, I apologize for mispronouncing. Again, name correction and saying a name correctly is important. So
she got a beautiful name and a beautiful step back. So
beautiful step back.
Beautiful,
I hope to not see it against the Liberty, but it will be there. It will be there.
Well, it definitely will. Okay. Now, we are thrilled, elated, excited to announce that the Asia Wilson has a signature shoe.
Let's go.
Nike. Oh, my goodness. The roller coaster that we were on. We are going to segue right into one of our favorite segments with how did we get here?
All right. I just want everybody to realize that I don't care what Asia was saying. Nike was playing in our face. Okay.
Yes.
And yes, Asia definitely held it down and she held her secret to her heart. I'm sure all her close friends and family knew. However, I also would like to acknowledge that Asia, we were caping for you. We were ready to burn Nike down. Okay? We said, how are you not going to give Asia a shoe? And the fact that she was able to see us all caping for her and still be like, it's all right. What is not delayed is not denied. Let me make sure I say that right. Hold on. Let me quote her properly.
So what is delayed?
It said, there you go. That one. All right? So I want to make sure that Asia knew, Asia, we were caping for you. But I am so glad that of course I have a shoe.com actually came out. And if you actually click it, it goes straight to Nike. And Nike, that was great because, you know, you did play in our faces. But the fact that you were able to announce that in her hometown for her to go back and bring her WNBA professional team to her college basketball court and then have that crop top was everything. What they were playing with was that they should have sold that because I wanted to get it immediately.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I went on Nike looking for it. And of course, once again, just like Envy, period, I couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
But just knowing that her shoe's going to be coming out, I'm going to have to get me 2 pairs because I want one where she can sign it and then one to wear. All right. So I'm ready. Also, she was talking about a whole collection. She got the kids ready. She got the whole collections coming out. So all I know is that my $20 each paycheck got to be put aside so that I can support all of Asia. All of everything. A1s. Okay.
I'm excited. That's the name of her line, the shoe. When is it coming out? When can we expect it?
Spring 2025. Ooh. So probably right before the next season. So we're going to have Golden State coming out and we're going to have A1s coming out. 2025 WNBA finna look nice.
Like when that tax refund hits.
Facts. I can't wait to the last second this time. I got to actually do my tax on time.
Can we read what Nike wrote or what Nike allegedly wrote? Because I don't think they wrote it. They definitely had one of the interns write it.
All right. Let me go to, of course, I got a shoe.com. Mm-hmm. Of course.
I just feel like this whole time when they were waiting to announce this and she was just like, don't worry, like good things will come to those who wait. I was like, yo, what type of meditation class is you taking and what can I get? Because I'm heated right now. Like
Seriously.
Yeah.
I was like, accolade upon accolade. Like what else does this woman have to do to get what she deserves and more? Because, I mean, she's a statue of South Carolina. She has all these accolades for coming out of college into the pros. But what did Nike say?
All right. They said, you thought we sleep on an SEC champion, national champion, number one draft pick, five-time All-Star, U.S. Olympic gold winner, WNBA Finals MVP, a statue having New York Times bestseller, Time 100 Most Influential People in 2024, two-time WNBA champion, two-time Defensive Player of the Year, two-time WNBA MVP, and pettiest hooper on the internet. That's actually very funny. You know, of course, AJ's got a shoe. A1 arrive in 2025. That actually, like, they make up for it for a little bit.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I was reading that, I was like, yes, I actually did feel this way. Yeah. Like, why do you think I'm so heated? Why my blood pressure so high? Yes.
Exactly.
Everybody was like, you're not playing us, Nike. We actually did think this. And that's why we all were mad.
Yeah.
But good job. And, you know, they were petty, too, because they saved everyone's tweet, like all the influencers' tweets, and then went and bookmarked it and then went and replied with the same exact thing, and I said, y'all petty.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Whoever did their social media account, all the influencers were like, give Asia a shoe. They just replied with the same little post.
Oh, okay, Nike. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know Asia's petty. we should just segue really quick to so she has this running list, right? Of like,
absolutely.
Players that come to the Aces, but when they're coming from college, if South Carolina has beaten this team, Asia has that player wear some South Carolina swag. And for their preseason game versus Puerto Rico, the national team of Puerto Rico, she actually, the fits were nice. And she had our girl, the banker, Kate Martin, looking pretty fresh in her South Carolina sweats. I was like, okay.
I actually would wear that sweatsuit. And yeah. I kind of want to get it.
Yeah, I was like, same with Jackie Young, same with Sid Colson, who hit her face. Meg Gustafson, who, her choice was interesting because she did the white on white, so you couldn't really see the Carolina on her sweatshirt, but it was a South Carolina sweatshirt.
Asia said she did that on purpose. She said she was the only one who was like, all right, there you go, I'll do it. I gung-ho about it. So she was like, I gave her the white on white, the most like relaxed one. But she said everybody else. She did say that Kate and Jackie had the best fits. She said Kate for sure is between Meg and Jackie that she really liked their fits. But Kate, she said she gave her the best one. And Kate's a you know, a good sport, because when I tell you I had a tear come down my eye if I was wearing the people who beat me less than a month ago.
Yeah. South Carolina put the whooping on them for sure. And then Chelsea Gray's bathrobe, I was cracking up. Like she's on the injured reserve right now, but hopefully he'll be back soon. But she had this red South Carolina Gamecocks bathrobe, these slippers. It was hilarious. She looked very, very comfortable.
Chelsea looked a hot mess, but I appreciate her because that's something I would have done. Like, if you're going to make me wear it, I'm going to come out here looking however I want. All right? Yeah.
But Asia is our petty queen through and through. But Jeremy, can you just talk us through, like, how big of a deal though this is that she has a shoe? Like, how did we get here? Like, tell us about that.
It's almost how didn't we get here? Because the fact is that Asia Wilson is the first Black player in the WNBA to get a shoe in the last 14 years. The last person was Cheryl Swoops in 2010. All right. Now, at that time, I wasn't into women's basketball, or even actually basketball in general. So I did miss Cheryl Swoop's drop. But if they drop it again, Cheryl, I got you. But I'm very excited for this. People don't understand that, you know, as women of color, sometimes it's like we do work hard to get where we are somewhere sometimes. And then to see this and see that she had so many accolades and then wasn't getting what other people were getting, just it made us confused. So the fact that we were caping for her and we really wanted her to have this shoe, I cannot wait to support her. And the fact that she is doing it not only for women, but little kids, so little girls will be able to wear that shoe and kind of go to practice and kind of feel like this is what I'm aiming for. This is what I want to look forward to. It's going to be great. Okay. And she's also said it's going in men's sizes, so it's going to have extended sizing. So all of the NBA players who are wearing, you know, Sabrinas, I do have a pair of Sabrinas. I do. I support her Liberty all the way. However, I cannot wait for when Asia comes out, and now there's just going to see a whole bunch of like Asia A1s out there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
It's going to be really, really cool. Congrats, Asia. Congrats. We are excited.
Very excited to spend my little coins on you.
And I give you all the props for your patience, because I know to have that in the works and to try to keep it under wraps and everyone's like really pushing, because there was a pretty big uproar when Caitlin was announced to have a deal with Nike and this, like, I mean, she hadn't even played a game. Now, I know people are going to compare and be like, well, when LeBron came out, he got a shoe deal, hadn't even played a game, had all these things and, you know, generational talent. I get it. But to kind of do that in the face of an athlete that's been here, done this, is working and actively like changing the game, people were feeling some type of way. I think that.
But also, Asia was like a Nike athlete. She wasn't a signature athlete. So she was doing all these shoots for Nike. We see her in the clothes. We see her in the ads. So it's like she's good enough to sell stuff for you, but she's not good enough to have a shoe. It just felt very
muddied.
So it's one of those things. Like,
yeah,
it felt that way. But I'm glad at the end of the day, Miss Asia Wilson got herself a shoe.
She's gonna have a shoe.
I cannot wait to see what it's gonna look like. I hope you can customize it. I hope there's some good colorways. I know the AKAs out there are about to support her, so that shoe's gonna sell out.
Exciting. Super, super exciting. But yes, thank you, German, for taking us on a journey of how did we get here? Because
how didn't we get here? But here we go.
We need to know the history. It's important for people to learn to know. Something else we talked about on the podcast here and there was talking about the expansion of the league, talking about the salary caps and what that means for these players. And I know German might have brought up previously, we're going to bring it up again now, but how the CBA deal is coming up at the end of this year. If we could just talk about like what that is, what that entails, maybe some changes we expect to see. G, if you want to, why don't you try to pull it up? But
I'm trying to pull it up right now. I read it a while ago.
Yeah, but essentially, they are going to be renegotiating contracts for TV, for how the league is marketed. I don't know if salary cap is in there, but we'll find out in a second when she looks that up. But it'll be really good because we were talking last episode how like people were wanting to see these preseason games and they're not aired anywhere. You have to either get the league pass, WNBA league pass, be reliant on word of mouth and kindness of strangers that are at games wanting to live stream. And it's like the league is growing. We need to catch up a little bit. Kathy, I know someday you're going to hear this podcast. You know, you're going to hear this podcast, and we got to, it's moving leaps and bounds and we have to be ahead of it as much as possible, which I know might not be the infrastructure that we have right now, but we could definitely grow and expand and get that going. So the CBA deal should be up at the end of this year. So they should be renegotiating some things. Another point was that typically, we've said this before, typically the championship team from last year has more games covered live. But upon this current draft class, so the 2024 draft class, which is Cameron Brink, Rekia Jackson, Angel Reese, Camila Cardoso, De'Asia Fair, Kate Martin, Caitlin Clark, Charity Osborne, Marquisha Davis, all these amazing talents coming in has now propelled it to where people want to see, yes, Caitlin Clark. People also want to see Angel Reese, Carmela Cardoso, all of these other top draft picks play. And so they were like, oh, you know, maybe we can start having more games broadcast, which, you know, in hindsight, you're like, but we're the championship team, which was the Aces. We should have more teams, more games televised. Like, why is the last team in the league, the Fever at the time, getting more games televised or having equal amounts of games televised as the winners? So mm-hmm. that was a little bit of a hot button topic. But because of this expansion, because of people wanting to watch these games, see their favorite players, they had to push it. They had to get more people involved to show viewership or to show games so we could increase viewership. And that's where we're at right now. German, you ready? Yes.
Okay. So the CBA is the collective bargaining agreement. The last time that they did this was in 2020. The next time it is up for renewal is 2027. So this runs till 2027. So unfortunately, that salary cap is going to be there for the next few years. I don't know if that union is going to come together and see all this growth and maybe be able to do like a little addendum or something, but it's until 2027.
That's so there is Chennai back in the same kind of article that I was talking about, I think in our last episode from the Players Tribune. If I remember correctly, I want to say she's the president of the Players Association.
Mm-hmm. She was actually.
Yeah. So she was talking about within the business conversation or component of the WNBA, in that bigger context of like, we've been here, y'all are just now noticing it, mm-hmm. piece. The union has the option
It is NECA, her sister.
That's right. Okay. Dang, power siblings over here.
Love it.
I know. But she was talking about, so the union has the option to opt out of the current CBA at the end of this upcoming season. And that if that were to happen, then they could renegotiate at the end of the following season. So we're at least 2 years away with the contingency of this opt out happening before there can even be a conversation of those salary changes. And so she even goes to talk about how some of the considerations that come with a contract, how wild it is. It's like only 10% of the players are even in six digits or anything like that. It's just a banana statistic. When you're then having a conversation of comparison of what we're talking about now, like all these shoe deals and things like that, like that's where the salary it is. Like
what?
It's almost like their WNBA salary right now is just all right, I got to pay my bills. Let me put this there. And then what can I actually like use for a long-term picture comes from everywhere else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I want to say like, what Jeremiah, I have to speak to this one, but like at one point, Jackie Young, guard for the Las Vegas Aces, was the highest paid player. And was she at 500K or was she at like 250? Was it like 250?
It was for the amount of her contract, like whatever, 3 years. Yeah. It ended up being about like 500.
It was some crazy.
It was pretty high.
Yeah, but crazy number, and like it should be much higher. But for the league at this point, it is like the highest number possible. And that was not just 1 year. That was a 3 year deal. And I'm like, this is just, it's crazy. Like she's an Olympic athlete, like makes the USA teams regularly. Wow. Okay, so we have to wait a little bit. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, change is on the horizon. You know, stay positive. But again, part of that change is the support that we show these women, and that's buying merchandise, buying season tickets or single game tickets, showing up for player engagement, whether they have like an open practice or a book signing like Asia has done for her community. Several other players, Brittany Griner will have a book signing, has a book out right now, same as Asia, showing up when they host community events, because I seeing the body, seeing the faces of the people that are engaged in this investment that is the WNBA shows these investors that want to maybe one day own a team or spend money, support a team that, oh, there's like, you know, more than 1,000 people here, more than a handful of people. That means there'll be more than a handful of people at a game, more than a handful of people at a playoff series. The Liberty playoff seasons last year, they sold out the Barclays Center, for both for their game three and then later for game four. But we have video from being at those games and it was packed because
the atmosphere was amazing. Yes. And people want to watch. Like, no one was saying, well, somebody was saying that they didn't want to do the preseason game for the Aces. They didn't want to show it and saying, oh, how these teams are unmarketable. But there was 13,000 people in attendance. They packed out that college arena. So going back, also, Jackie Young, yes, she is still the highest paid average per year. She gets an average of $252,000 per year.
Wow. Which is like what, I don't know, your dentist makes, your low-level resident in a hospital,
to be fair, this is for a certain amount of months. So this is a good chunk of change for that amount of months. It's not per year, it's per season. But still, compared to what their male counterparts are doing, who aren't showing all of what Jackie Young does, It's really, that is the comparison we're making. they need to have more of the revenue. They need to have a bigger share in the revenue. No one's saying that they need to be making, well, they're not even saying that, because I feel like they should be making millions. However, they're not even saying that. They just want a piece of the revenue. But besides that, I think there's definitely some moves that need to be made. And hopefully in the next few years that we can attain that. But it's all part of the dream, the expansion of what the WNBA is going to be eventually.
Yeah, definitely. And to give a little bit more credit to Cece, when they first posted her salary as a rookie coming out, like her, it's like 76K, I want to say, for her, no, excuse me, 74K for her first year on like a 4-year deal with like 90,000 at the final year or something like that. Just all these people that are new fans, bandwagon Iowa fans coming in being like, what? That's all she's paid. And it's for someone who's, you know, for us, at least for people that have watched the league and coming into it as new fans, like German, but understanding that.
It's me. I'm the new fan.
Women paid the same as men. I mean, you're not caught up with the equal paid cases dispute. The U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, front and center for equal pay. Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Abby Wambach, Kristen Press, that whole team.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them fighting, going to Congress, fighting for equal pay, because these women are four-time World Cup winners and are not nearly making as much. And we'll definitely talk about that in other episodes, because the U.S. Women's Soccer National Team is phenomenal. If you're not a fan, get on board now. Get on board now. Like,
I'm gonna get on board. I'm gonna get on board.
Brandi Chastain, Mia Hamm, get on board. I'm telling
you. I remember Mia Hamm. I remember her. I do.
Julie Foudy, Brianna Scurry. I mean,
keep it coming.
We'll definitely talk about everything these women have done for women's sports, not just soccer, but women's sports in general.
And I feel like in that comparison, like if we're going sport to sport in that, like you're bringing up a valuable piece of information of like, why did the women's soccer players have to fight so hard when they are 4-time World Cup winners? Mm-hmm. And we're still waiting for the men to win. No offense to them. Like I know playing professional sports has to
they
be
haven't won? Incredible.
No. Never. Ever. Never.
Ever.
Oh, wow.
Ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ever.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
There's so a, like, they sing that song. Sorry, Lila, I'm going to cut you off, but like the women are like, we got 4 stars on our shirt. The men can't sing that song. They can't sing that song. But go ahead, no. Layla.
Well, I mean, like, if you, okay, so, like, that's your dead giveaway when, because they're a Nike-sponsored team. Like, when, if you go and click U.S. soccer on Nike, if you're seeing four stars, that's a women's shirt. Like, that's for the women's team. And if you see a warm-up shirt or whatever it is that does not have it, that's for the men's team. And they, I think it's difficult. Like, I won't go too far down this conversation because of, I feel like soccer is an international sport. There's a reason why it is, like, a worldwide sport. And so for the professional leagues here in America to be so young, it's understandable why some of those things are a struggle, because honestly, the last 5-10 years, the men's professional league has been used as like a retirement for the European players. Like, they're like, oh, I still want to ball a little bit, but like, ooh, that is, well, like, so like David Beckham came over, Messi has come over. I can't remember his name. The dude who like headbutt, Zinedine Zidane, I think was another one that came over. Mm-hmm. He had a controversial like headbutt to the chest of another dude. That's a whole different like thing. But like, they came here at the end of the peak of their careers. Whereas the women's soccer team and the, it's different. Like, English Premier is great for men's soccer and it's competitive for women's soccer. But like, there are players like Amandine Henry, who's one of the national French. She came over to Angel FC. I think maybe I'd have to check that. But she was one of the bigger names in the 2019 World Cup for the French team. And so it's like the reverse of it. Like, our NWSL is like a very premier, prestigious league to be trying to play a part of. But then drawing it back to the conversation of like, what have the men's and women's basketball teams done from a global standpoint? A lot. Like, they've done a lot. Like, mm-hmm. regularly winning gold medals. Like, mm-hmm. I think the women's team has won it like 7 times. I mm-hmm. almost, I know multiple times have been like repeat. Like, I don't even think that they've been like interrupted in their winnings. But the men also have a similar conversation in that regard. Very successful on an international standpoint. But I think then, Shannon, coming back to your conversation of like, in comparison of Caitlin's rookie contract, like, her closest counterpart is Wimby. And he had, I want to say 4 year, something around that, like $55 million contract.
Yeah.
1 year, like same year of like draft class, yep. Comparatively. And old boy is just like, he could go spend what Caitlin makes on a dinner. Like,
so true. Oh my God. I'm like, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it, the excuse, you know, before was, oh, it's, I mean, no one watches women's sports. Like, no one's watching the WNBA. They're not, quote, marketable. Well, contrary to popular belief prior to Caitlin Clark's entry, women are marketable. Women's sports are marketable. Everybody is watching these games, watching these players, rooting their players on. I'm still laughing at you being like buying dinner.
You know, but I'm also like, explain. I know. I'm over here like as a thinking of the WNBA rookies over here on the Taco Bell cravings menu, while Wimby over there having like the most prestigious steak. Like,
so
what
true.
Is it? What is it? Peter Fugger? What's his name? The Brooklyn Steakhouse. Whatever.
I was thinking like, I was like Texas Roadhouse. No, that's not
no,
it.
No. I'm thinking like he having a 5-course like trickle your like 4-ounce $100 steak in there, but you having 5 courses. Yeah.
Whole meal. I mean, there's so many. There's like Vinyl Steakhouse. Peter Luger Steakhouse.
That's what it is. Peter Luger. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. and to just tag back with the U.S. Women's Olympic team, they have won 9 times. So
My bad, ladies. Yeah,
first medal, 1984, 88, 96, 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012, 2016, and 2020. Yeah.
Over half of those, DT's been on that team.
Yo. I don't know. Stop.
Yo.
I know DT, But also, she played with Don Staley. We got snippets from that in our opening music, actually. Don, always here for Don. Don for president, rooting for Don, always. But yeah, Don Staley, Lisa Leslie,
Rebecca Lowe. And Don, we trust.
And Don, we trust. Truly, truly, truly. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, hopefully good. Hopefully, again, on the horizon is those improvements in their salaries. We have to wait a little bit, but some other players are making moves outside of basketball, also retired. Sue Bird. Sue.
Woo! Congrats.
Congratulations, Sue. Congratulations, Sue. She has purchased a partner stake in Seattle Storm. German, tell us all about it.
Sorry.
I put her on the spot.
So our lovely Sue Bird has announced over social media, you know, everybody loves to drop a iOS press release, that she is now part of the ownership team for Seattle Storm. We are very excited to do that, especially since she is the third ex-WNBA player to actually have a part ownership in any team. We have Lisa Leslie, first with the LA Sparks, and then we have Renee Montgomery for Atlanta Dream, and now Sue Bird for the Seattle Storm. So we're very excited for these ladies, and we're hoping for more to come. Okay, yes. Candace already put it out in the ether. She said, I will own an NBA team and a WNBA team. So I don't know if she's going to be the fourth one, but she definitely will be on the list for sure.
Well, congrats, Sue. Oh my gosh. That's really exciting.
What I'm like, was the gift or part of the announcement them putting, they have that new training facility and they put her silhouette on the floor?
Ooh.
Have you not seen Yo on the floor? I'm pretty sure.
I started the video and then I got distracted. I'm easily distracted. So I started the video and was like, ooh, squirrel, and then ran off somewhere. So I never finished their video and I should go back and look.
They've got it basically, if you're even with the 3-point line, come up a little bit more, and they've got the silhouette there. I remember it because when Nika Mule, I think, went to the training facility, she has a picture of her standing like right beside that.
But standing beside greatness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that. I'm gonna take a peek. But like we said last episode, Jewel Lloyd was taking us around in the Instagram video on their team page. If you're not following, follow all the teams on Instagram. I cannot push that enough. That's also a form of engagement. That's also a form of showing interest. And we want people to take this time to show interest.
Absolutely. You can still have a favorite team and support other teams.
Very true. Very true. Because I think I follow everybody now. I'll cross-check. But they're funny. Their bloopers are really cute. The Indiana Fever did like that water drop thing where like you have a cup of water and then each person takes a turn filling up the water to like the very brim. Aaliyah lost. It was pretty funny actually. But they have like little cute stuff like that. And I was like, oh, so it's like, it's nice. You're like, they're trying to do more at least to show engagement on the behalf that like they're more than just players on the court. Like, you know, again, these are human beings. Yeah. Just people.
Honestly, Indiana has been on their game. They've been on their Zoom. Like when you think about it, Indiana, we've seen so much from the minute they realized that they were going to get Caitlin Clark. They have been on, I don't know if they hired a new social media manager, but right. I'm always seeing Indiana, always. Right. Whereas, and it used to be like you only saw the Aces and you saw the Liberty, like, and you kind of have a little spattering of people. Yeah. Like, I am seeing Indiana. I'm like, I don't even really follow y'all. How am I seeing y'all? Because I'm not Shannon. I have not followed all 12 teams yet. I will. Mm-hmm. But even with me not following Indiana, that's all I see. And whoever they hired is doing a fantastic job, guys. Because I now am rooting for your team. The next one who's also been on their Zoom, Chicago. Like, the way that I'm seeing everything about Angel Reese, Camilla, I'm now seeing their other people. Breonna Frazier has a big presence on Twitter. I just saw that she graduated with her master's. Like, how am I seeing all of these things? It's because social media is showing them as regular people who I can actually root for in real life besides on and off the court.
Relatability, relatability. Mm-hmm. We love to see it. We love to see it. Also, speaking of little graduations, the Seattle Storm put on a little graduation for Nika Mule. It was really cute. It was really, really cute. They had her dress up in a green cap and gown. And then they were all sitting around like at the bottom of the stairs waiting for her to come down. It was really sweet because she didn't get to make her graduation because she's across the country now. And also giving her a shout out for her first preseason game. She had a little trouble getting clearance, I think, for the first game because there was like her travel visa or her student visa.
I think her student visa
hadn't been cleared yet. And then she got to show up for their second preseason game. And their team won. They did really well. But she had some nice dimes. She was setting it up, getting in her, I don't want to say like her old habits, because I think she's definitely going to excel and keep adjusting her game, adapting to their structure. But she's quick. Again, excellent game IQ, vision on the court as always. I'm not saying she's going to maybe break some of Sue's records, but she's definitely following in her footsteps, which is exciting, exciting to see. So congrats to you, Nika, on your graduation.
I think the LA Sparks did that for Mackenzie Forbes too, as well. It was cute. They had bathrobes and they definitely put a whole shower cap on top of her that was decorated. And I said, this is adorable. They're adorable. Trying. Mind you, that was with her third master's or third degree.
Oh, wow.
I was like, all right, Mackenzie.
Okay, wait, now is Mackenzie the one? I don't want to mix it up. I'm going to make sure. Where did she go? She went to USC?
She went to USC, yeah. But
before that, is she the one that was at Iowa? No. Did she transfer? No.
Right? I'm not sure, but she definitely got her third degree, and they said seventh year, so sis was there. Sis was around.
Yeah, because she went to Harvard, right? Yeah, because she's on here for Harvard. She was literally the captain of their team in 22, served as the captain of the 2022-2023 team.
That's awesome.
Let's see if I can see this whole thing.
I wonder if she got like a 2-year degree and that's how she was eligible. However she worked it out, sis got her graduation cap. I said, all right, girl.
And like between COVID and like maybe a red shirt. That's my guess.
Oh, okay.
That's very true. Very true. Because they have her listed as University of Southern California was the final school, Harvard University, and then before that, University of California, Berkeley. She definitely, congrats to her, because 3 degrees, yes, get your education.
I'm telling you, if you're going to be a student athlete, make sure you fulfill that student part as well.
Yeah. Quick note, actually, for the transfer portal, I was going to say we were talking about USC. I'm not saying that Juju is building a super team, but Juju is building a super team.
Listen, somebody got to challenge Dawn. All right. This one might be a challenge.
Yeah. So USC picked up Kiki Irifin out of Stanford. And then I don't want to say her last name wrong. Talia Orphan. Talia Von Olfen out of Oregon State. So Juju's going to have some help for sure. And I think the USC coach, she's going to have a pretty good game plan. If Stanford is lacking, then USC will be the force out of the West. They're going to be very formidable this upcoming season. And Juju's just going to get better, because I still can't believe this is like an 18-year-old kid blown away with like the maturity and again, human, gonna make mistakes, all that stuff. Wanted to be a kid, enjoy this time 100%, because you're only 18 once. But still really looking forward to everything she's gonna accomplish. And I'm saying it now, she's gonna bust some records. Probably CC's records. She's on track.
Likely gonna do CC's record, only because she was the top scoring person this year.
Yeah, scoring freshman, D1. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
She, unless she starts like really doing this mentality of like sharing the ball, like she shares it right now, but like completely like dimes it out and does all this stuff. I feel like she's gonna break some records for sure.
I feel like that CBA conversation from before, like if that were to shift, like. During her time in college and she found an advantage to leave early, that would be the other reason. Because that would put, like, if all of that were to change, that would be like at the end of her junior year.
That's true too. But I feel like Gino, I know we have some feelings about Gino, but Gino did say if they change it to this where they can leave early, it's going to ruin what's happening here. Because the thing is, women's basketball, because we get to follow them year after year after year and see their growth, we have like a connection to them. Mm-hmm. And the fandom then follows to the WNBA. Whereas now with these guys who are one and done, it's very transactional. And a lot of times when they get to the NBA, sometimes they're able to, like, you know, transition really well. But a lot of times they don't have the same fandom that they have otherwhere. So I hope that it doesn't change per se with that. But if they are going to leave, it would hopefully be junior year and not, you know, freshman year.
German, I guess my argument with that comes into the whole conversation we've been having up until this point is the visibility part of it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it, like, the reason that the WNBA players have that following is because they've gotten, like, more exposure, like NIL deals, like TV time, like however you want to frame it, for people to be like, oh, I recognize this person, and kind of go from there. But I remember the year that Carmelo and LeBron, 2003, they were going into the draft, like, or they were the top three. There were two of the top three picks to come through. But even leading up until that point, I remember how much conversation there was about this young 18-year-old basketball player from Akron. And that was also the year that Syracuse won the national championship. So, like, these are two, like, basketball household names. And so then people were just watching them kind of compete with each other in the first few years of their career. And so in the other part of it of essentially, like, getting the recognition, having the opportunity to become those household names. Like, that's our whole argument in things, is that there's no reason as a female basketball player right now that you would want to just skip and go pro, because you're walking into a league right now that is still growing. But to your point of what we've talked about, like, the preseason games weren't even, like, televised, like, or, like, they were picking and choosing. Like, you're going to go into a pro league and they'd be like, okay, like, cool. Like, what, who are you again? Like,
And then on top of that, you may not even get the playing time that you would get when you were in college. You're not developing your game as much. Yeah. Like, you are developing to a time because there are professional coaches that are going to be working with you, but it's not the same. You want to be on the court. You want to be against people. Yeah. So it all depends. They definitely would have to expand for that. Maybe make their roster not 12, but 15. Allow for injuries.
Yes.
Because we're now seeing so much hardship contracts because people have to fall out and then we need to now make a roster. Yeah. So raising it to 14 or 15 would be great. And give space for all this new talent over the years to come through. Because some of these names, I cannot wait to see Juju. I can't wait to see Malaysia. I can't wait to see Tessa Johnson. Like, I want to see all these people. I was like, Tessa Thompson is definitely an actress. Hold on.
Tessa Johnson, Raven Johnson, Tessa Johnson. You got it.
Yeah. But I feel like hopefully over the next few years, the W will just start to see more and more support outside of the players themselves. Like, we as just the society will start to hold these women up even more to just brag on their accomplishments. Cause I think again, referring back to other sports, like soccer, for instance, like the W is where people are trying to go from a professional standpoint. But the problem is like, they're still trying to figure out how to pay those players to, like, want to be able to make that jump and make that leap. And that story differs a lot across different sports.
Just for the people at home, German, can you clarify what a hardship contract is, just in case you haven't heard it before?
So to my understanding, a hardship contract is if they have 12 players and two get injured, they have to make their 11-man roster to be competitive or to be a part of the league at this point in time. So with that, they then will have free agents or people who maybe got waived before that are not attached to a team that can be contracted for a year. Last year when Candace got injured for the Aces. They got Elena Coates for the hardship contract for the rest of the season. And sometimes hardship contracts are 7 days. Sometimes it's 14 days and it just keeps getting renewed until, and then they'll do a rest of season contract. But this is something like they'll get paid maybe $40,000, whatever is in the budget left, mm-hmm. so that they can just play for the rest of the season and they can make their legal roster. And then on top of that, still have somebody on the bench to help their starters. So it's one of those things. But we shouldn't have that because we should have a 15 roster team.
Yes, 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 yes. So it's almost like, and correct me if I'm wrong, you feel like it's like you didn't get picked for the job, but you're the first on the list in case we need somebody kind of thing, right?
Just in case, you know, you a substitute. Come on in, child. Come in, child. Like right now, the Liberty, because of contractual agreements with the CBA, they can't afford to have 12 players start the season, mm-hmm. but they can afford 11. But they will leave enough just in case with by the time July comes, they have like something else that happens that they can add another player in. Could you imagine that I almost can make this team, but I kind of have to wait till July and then the team's already formed their chemistry and now I'm coming in randomly. And it's just, I don't want these for this lady. I don't want this for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, we shall see.
Yeah. And just to close out our quick college discussion, what I wanted to add was just that I think in having these players stay on for all 4 years, it's building that those narratives, those stories that we see in the NBA in college basketball for women, because we had essentially whole states show up. Fully invest in this Iowa team, in this South Carolina team, in the LSU team, and they were rooting for the heroes and villains. And the heroes, from our point of view, from those longtime watchers, Angel Reese and LSU last year's championship versus at that time the villains, which was Caitlin Clark and the Iowa team, to fast forward to this year with South Carolina with undefeated perfect season, Caitlin Clark taking Iowa all the way again with the assist of Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin and their coach Lisa Bluter and Hannah Stolke. And it's just these like Cinderella stories, these narratives that you see a lot of times in men's professional sports now showing up, now becoming storylines, driving the engagement, driving the interest in women's sports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Keep seeing. I think they stand to benefit that from that immensely. So, even if we get the good deals with the or a better deal with the CBA and everything, I would love for the players to stay on and do their whole 4 years, like Real Love in Basketball, because we all love that movie. So we all want that for them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now we get to move on to another favorite segment. It is chisme, gossip time, tea time. We have our mugs. Yes, for the ASMR people. We have our mugs. Sip some tea, spill some tea, tell you what's really going on in this league. Whew. Okay, just to start this off, Kelsey Plum and her future ex-husband of 1 year.
Sad tears.
I know, sad tears. Darren
Waller. I never like to see love mess up. You never like to see it.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. However, Kelsey, if you free, girl, be free.
I know. I hope we wish the absolute best from her. But Kelsey Plum is a guard on the Las Vegas Aces. Darren Waller is a NFL player who at one point played for the Giants? Jets? Giants?
Giants.
Giants. He played for the Raiders and then the Giants.
Raiders and the Giants. I feel like they just got married yesterday because they had posted all these wedding pictures. But turns out they'd only dated like a year and got married, which I was like, girl, I wonder if COVID was real. Like, what? Date a year, but you know, love is love, whatever. Maybe they thought, she thought he really was like that man for him. But I got to say this, Kelsey, you deserve nothing but the best, girl. Nothing but the best. And I hope that you get everything you want. I wish you healing. I wish you a time of peace, because I know she's about to bring all that energy to this season.
Oh, child, well, absolutely.
I'm curious if I don't know how long back, because rightfully so, Kelsey was private about it. Like, that's her business. But I'm like, was she carrying out some of this on the court last year? Because she came into like, she had like a to kill list with some of these like games, the way that mm-hmm. she showed up.
Especially in the playoffs. They got married last year, March, and filed for divorce this January, like recently, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if they were going through some issues during playoff time, we felt it, Kelsey. The Liberty felt it. But understandably, it's always one of those things, like you pour out all your passion and anger and everything, all your feelings into what you can, and that was the court. And now with all of this that is happening, and it's more public, and people are probably in her DMs acting a fool. So I'm sure she's going to bring all of that energy to what she can do, which is basketball.
Just looking at the.
However, how do you fumble Kelsey Plum? Kelsey Plum is like legit. Like, how do you do that? So I'm trying to look at him like, sir.
I know.
Sir. Well, that she's our Puerto Rican princess. I don't understand.
Oh my God.
I know we talked about it before. And I'm not trying to make light of this because of like I know that she's going through it, but somebody tweeted a picture from her first year in the league to like recently and how toned her arms are. Just how she has just evolved in a great way physically. And they're like, yeah, it's because she was carrying 250 pounds of dead weight. And I was like,
yo,
facts. She probably didn't feel that way in the beginning of the marriage, but by the end she definitely did.
Oh my god,
just looking at some of the little the blogs that came out, she apparently had stopped wearing her ring like in October of this past year, which I was like,
I never saw her at a Giants game, but I feel like I also didn't watch the Giants, like that's my team, but I also didn't see him.
Only a little bad because I ragged pretty hard on her because I didn't like the lack of media training. I thought when the Aces beat the Liberty and she had to make the comments about the Liberty not being a team, and you know, we're all like, girl, you just won, like celebrate the win, you don't need to put the other team down while they're down, which I was like, Kelsey, not cool at all. She like semi-apologized saying that's not what she meant, but we know what you meant, Kelsey. We know what you meant.
First of all, that first game, she wasn't wrong. All right? She was not wrong. That first game, she was not wrong.
Not the presses, not the Liberty loyal coming for the Liberty.
Listen. You know what? It's family that can talk to you, okay? It's friends who should come to you when you are wrong, okay? As a Liberty loyal, I am coming to them and saying, what happened?
Ooh.
What happened? They did come better. They did come better in Connecticut. Okay. They did come better for Connecticut, but ooh wee, that's what happened here. How did we get here?
Are you talking about preseason?
Preseason game, that first game. I said,
it's like German. She's saying all this out of love, in case you missed.
I'm like, German, we trying to get invited to the dog class, not for the basketball part, but so we can like meditate and chill out with the puppy yoga that they had. I know.
That was amazing. That was a good place. I would happily go to puppy yoga. Kelsey, if you ever hear this, girl, invite me over. I'm a physical therapist. I could take a continuing ed class.
Five.
By the time the Toronto team, the pterodactyls, come out, I could be certified in all of that. Okay? All of that.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be like, we're going to go from tree pose with those puppies to doing squats with those puppies. Like, come on. Yeah. Just let me know.
We want to wish Kelsey all the best, looking forward to everything she does this season. I'm sorry that this is going on. I wish you nothing but peace as always, and that you can, as she said, she walked through fire, she's refined by fire, so I hope she can channel that and find some positivity. And if Darren
absolutely
needs help, I hope he gets it as well.
Yeah.
And also, she has lots of support. Her Aces team, they really are like, they hold each other down. So I'm sure she has them, and she also has her family.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do well, I'm sure.
Great. No, definitely. Segueing into some more chisme, some more tea time. Ooh, Liz Cambage, baby. When I say it is WWE throwdown, like Liz needs to go on wrestling. Whew. Okay, so Liz Cambage, if you're not familiar, was the starting center for the LA Sparks for a long time. She's from Australia, plays on the Australian national team for basketball. This woman is 6'10", somewhere in there, but a genuine like force to be reckoned with. She made headlines recently for her play style because she's playing overseas in the Chinese league right now. And I mean, she was whooping ass, like throwing bows, pulling hair, throwing these girls down to the floor. I was like, oh my gosh, like Liz, like it almost like Draymond Green, but like, I think almost a little bit above Draymond Green. And Liz is 6'9", just so you can get.
How do you go above Draymond Green?
I don't know. But
I love how that's a scale. On a scale from 0 to Draymond, where are you? You're like
how do you know?
A 12. Like, I don't.
Draymond plus 2.
Go ahead.
I was like, to see the clips that came out of that game, I was like, and then so she's like, no, I mean, she's throwing bows, got the girl on the floor. This is not once, but like multiple times, to the point they had to throw her out. And she's not even fazed. She's blowing kisses to the crowd who are booing her. She's bye. Yes, chaos. And I am done with my day. Thank you. I'll take my, you know, million yen and move on. I was like, Liz. What were you gonna say?
No, I was just sitting there watching this, and I feel like I had one of two clips in my mind. One was Miss Trunchbull when she picked up that little blonde haired girl by her ponytails and was whipping her around. the other one, which is more grown, I was like, "Yo, is this women's basketball, or am I watching the new season of Jersey Shore?" Because yeah. I just yeah. had this distinct. Like clip of like the first season or two from Jersey Shore where JWoww is about to bust up on somebody in the club, and she said, "Yo, you've got two options. You can get your ass beat, or you can stay and get your ass beat." And I was just like, "That's all that Liz really brought to that game."
Yeah. Now, mind you, this isn't the first time this has come up with her play style, because I want to say last Olympics, or might have been the FIBA World Basketball, but I think it was last Olympics, Australia was doing a practice run with the Nigerian team. Now, so Liz tried the theatrics and Nigeria wasn't having it. She elbowed this one girl in the belly and the whole bench cleared during the practice to let her know, absolutely not. Absolutely.
And something should be said that the fact that none of her teammates actually attempted to help her. Because normally if a bench clears, the other bench will clear. And yeah. then everybody's just scrapping. Her team was like, damn, that's crazy. Damn. That's why. Okay, stand up, girl. Stand up. Fight back.
Yeah, Nigeria was absolutely not having it. So I'm not saying Chinese leagues need to give a call out to Nigeria, but woo. Yeah,
but I'm saying though, if you're 6'9", what you gotta do all this for? Like, you have body, you have height. What are you doing this for?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know. But Liz, whatever it is, we hope you get the help that you need. Because child, that's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration.
When keep playing games, they're gonna meet her outside. How about that?
And then talking about other players, let's talk about the wonderful, the lovely Natasha Cloud. She is our Twitter/X activist. She was traded from the Mystics to the Mercury. So she's now playing with Brittany Griner and DT, our favorite girl. She is known very, very popularly on X to state her opinions, give her opinions on different things that are going on in the world. And it's not always the most popular opinion, but Natasha Cloud stands on business and she means it. I think the latest issue that's come up though is one of her newer teammates on the Mercury is on the right side of things. And I'm saying right, I mean left and right, as far as like political views, and that typically doesn't really align with Natasha's views. And some fans were calling her out, German. I think you read the Twitter.
Some influencers were, or fans on Twitter were kind of calling her out and saying, like, you know, you keep tweeting Like the politicians, you keep tweeting at Joe Biden and things like that, but are you actually keeping your teammates accountable? Like, are you looking in your own home and trying to figure out if everything is satisfactory there before you go out into the world here? And I think it was more of just like, hey, just, you know, you can't have one side here and then be buddy-buddy with whoever over here. Because a lot of times some people, especially at work, you know, it's not necessarily that you're always going to bring up politics or your view on politics. And I see both sides of the story, because if you're going to take this stance of being so out there and saying your political views, are you doing the same thing on your team? But then there's also the fact of, this is my job. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to have this argument with my coworker when I'm not going to make this hostile environment, because this is my job. Doesn't mean that when I get home and I interact with people outside of this, that I'm going to also have a right wing or left wing area and have people who I don't agree with in my space. But at the end of the day, it's a job. Like, there are a lot of people at my place of employment that don't necessarily agree. They don't stand with what I agree with. But we're not going to have that conversation, because at the end of the day, I'm here to get my check and go home. Once I get home, I am going to be hanging around people that are usually aligned with me. And then on top of that, if you are not aligned with me, I hope that we can have a conversation. But at the job, I'm not entitled to have any conversations. But then on the other side, influencers are like, hey, you're out here being Big Bad Wolf. Can you do it in your own team? Mm-hmm. So it's a mix of that. Mm-hmm. And also the Phoenix Mercury, Petty Betties, she took, Natasha took a video or took a photo with Sophie, and the Phoenix Mercury definitely retweeted it. And then like, I almost tagged the person that she was arguing with. Like, Phoenix, I was like, Phoenix, stay out of this. You don't got to do that. Stay out of this.
Wow. It's like your boss, I'm trying to help you out. Leave it be, but another place for engagement, to just toot some following action. You can follow most of these players on X now. I think most of them are pretty active, either there or Instagram, but Tasha's got stuff all day long, I'm sure, and there'll be more things that come up, and she's interesting to follow. I think her engagement is also really good on social media. She's very vocal, very passionate, and I respect that. Respect that a lot. Close out our chisme tea time, we are going to talk about the lovely women of the LA Sparks, who right now are in the lead for most beautiful roster. And I was like, oh, okay. So they had these shots from them. I think they were attending one of the Clippers games before they lost their last playoff game. And it was Cameron Brink, Derica Hamby, Rekia Jackson, and then Kia Nurse. And they were head to toe, like goddesses, Amazonian goddesses, all tall, lengthy, dressed. I don't even know what the outfit. They were cute. They looked really good. And might be like the little Hollywood team. Not little, because they're wonderful. But yeah, the Hollywood team. And but they can still ball, because Derica, woo. Derica. I'm watching you this season. I think she's got something to prove for sure this season, and how they were looking in preseason.
She does. And I can't wait for her when she pulls up to the Aces whenever they play. She ready. She's coming back.
Why is that, Jeremy? Pray tell. Why is that?
Listen, because according to Kelsey Plum, allegedly, they had people attack them.
Allegedly, they
had people attack them. Come for their name. They tried to sue them. They tried to put them in jail. There's a lot of things that was happening to the Aces last year. A lot of adversity. And apparently, allegedly, Derica is a part of that. So we're going to see if this is a wonderful reunion when they finally see. Maybe they squashed it. Maybe they squashed it off camera and whatever. But I don't know. We're going to see.
We don't know. Is her the biggest qualm, I think, was... So she was traded from the Aces to the Sparks once she announced that she was pregnant, or somewhere along in her pregnancy. And, you know, like any other workplace, you can't discriminate. And that's a form of discrimination. And Derica wasn't having it, rightly so. But the tagline for the Aces last year was what? Arrested, abused. And I can't remember what the other A was, but it was a hot mess. It was a hot mess. I don't think it was the best choice for their tagline, but it was a hot mess. But Derica at one point was pursuing legal action against Becky Hammon and the Aces Corporation because can't discriminate like that. Cannot discriminate. So we'll investigate a little further to see what that is. But that closes out Chisme time. Yay. Okay. So we're just going to talk about some other league rumblings and give a quick plug to some of our favorite companies that are making fits that you should definitely know about. So speaking of league rumblings, with the discussion of expansion, the discussion of all eyes on the WNBA, the GOAT, Serena Williams, has expressed interest in owning a WNBA league, her daughter, Olympia Ohanian, is the youngest owner of a sports team with the Angel FC soccer team. They are all in when it comes to women's sports. We love the William Ohanian family. They put their money where their mouth is. Like, they are literally like, I like it, put money in it, let's make it grow, let's make it bigger. And in the words of Kendrick, better not speak on Serena, because what she says, she will do. So I am really excited to see where this goes. Hopefully,
I would love to see her own a team. It'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. Love to see it. And I hope it happens.
Me too. So I'm picturing like the Angel City FC situation where like Natalie Portman is handing out orange slices to the players before the game, like that type of business. But like, yeah. Serena, like, whoa. How are we gonna mm-hmm. top that? Because I know you are.
Definitely.
That's gonna be great. gonna be great. We'll see. And then after that, Beyonce, come through.
Ooh.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, come on, come through.
So nice. That would be so nice.
Bring back Houston. Bring back the Houston Comets.
Is that Act 3? Is that gonna be Act 3?
Yes. Act 3 and 4.
The Houston Comets. Okay. Ooh, B, that would be a good look, actually. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Houston Commons, bring it back.
H-Town, okay. That would be a really good look. Also, speaking about celebrity investors, there was a little news blurb. It was a news notification about the women's U.S. water polo team. Now, if you don't know anything about them, look them up right now, because these women are unstoppable. They get in that water. It's you can think of it like rugby in a pool. But I mean, from their goalie, Ashley Johnson, to their entire team, top of tier. What is sad for like a lot of Olympians, they typically work, one, two, three jobs while trying to chase this dream. They can't typically work like a full-time 9-to-5 because they have to go and train. Their captain actually posted a social media post asking for support, asking for people to give money to support their team because they need sponsors. They need sponsors to be able to charter these flights to get to the games, accommodations, all of that stuff, because on their salaries alone, it's just not enough. And you will never guess who stepped up.
I won't guess. Please tell me.
Holding my managers in contact with your agents. I will support y'all. I will do whatever I need to do to support y'all. And I was like,
that's so cool.
Oh yeah.
Like he didn't even say it like, have your people call my people, the way that he was like, yo, my person has called your person. Like, we're just like having the conversation already. There was no like, it might happen. But he commented on, he's a girl dad, and that was like a big piece for him, was that he sees how much women's sports have evolved and how much that obviously has a positive impact for his kids. And so when that came through, he was just like, I'm here.
Yep.
I love that for them.
Tune in, because 2024 Olympics is already looking really exciting. And the water polo team, especially the women's water polo team, is going to bring it like they do.
I'm going to put it on my list to watch.
Okay. Now, we're giving some kind of a little free press. Eventually there will be some ad play here, but some
just like to say this is not an ad.
This is not an ad, but these are some of the League Fits websites that we really, really like. And they are, I think, woman-led for like two of them at least, and driven by women for women. So we are for it. The first, and you guys can definitely chime in, is the Made for the W. This one isn't women-led, I think, fully, but they're doing a hat.
Yeah.
It was a hat collaboration with New Era for highlighting all of the original WNBA teams. That drop will be on Tuesday the 14th. And you can just look up or go to Made for the W. You can look on Instagram. You can Google it. I think it's the first thing that comes up on their site now. They're getting ready for these hats. They are nice. Mm-hmm. They're also like this off-white canvas color with the different teams represented in the bills of the color of the team represented. Like for the Houston Comets, they have the national championship patch on the side that lists all of their championships. Another plug for Beyonce, H-Town, mm-hmm. like come on, B. This would be a good opportunity. Good opportunity. And then we also have Round 21, R-O-U-N-D, 21.
Mm-hmm. They have some wonderful t-shirts and sweatshirts that are coming out. Very beautiful. I want to support them. Their t-shirt.
I'm like, if they support us.
Oh, yeah. Listen, absolutely. Yeah. I believe they're women owned or women led, but yeah.
Yeah. But they have their own artist in resident who did their WNBA logo. And it's like a puff material that pops out of the shirt mm-hmm. with the WNBA logo. And they have all these different designs that everybody can wear. It's all genders, all sizes.
And they also, they did the collab with the draft. They were able, the draft bags and swag was from Round 21.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And our last one that we're going to talk about for
Play Society. Black owned, woman owned. Okay. Mm-hmm. I actually got her first drop this season in the mail like last week, and I was very excited. The t-shirts, it's the neck goes a little high. I was surprised. However, my neck gonna be warm as I wear it, okay?
That's Playa Society, PLAYA, and then Society, SOCIETY. So just three little shout outs for them because, again, engagement, merchandising, support.
Absolutely.
You can do all things.
Support these ladies, support these companies, and wear it to the games. Wear it while you watch the games and then tweet it.
Yeah. Actually, no, that's exactly. And then that segues right into the last little point that the WNBA is dropping brand new Rebel jerseys for all of the teams. So you can pre-order, maybe order some now, I think, because the opening day for the league is the 14th with the Fever in Connecticut kicking us right off. CeCe making her debut against Meryl Streep. And Alyssa Thomas, we love you, Duana Bonner. Mm-hmm. You can order some jerseys of all your players because they are coming out with brand new jerseys for all the WNBA teams. So again, engagement,
merchandise. Is it for all the teams though? Yes. I thought it was just some of them.
Oh, maybe it's not all of them. Okay.
I don't think the Liberty are getting one because I was looking into it.
Oh, okay. Well, we know for the Aces. We know for the Storm. We know Atlanta, Phoenix. And I believe Dallas, but we'll cross check that. But either way, get on there, get some merch, show up to the game, mm-hmm. or take a picture of you watching the games in your house or the live stream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And while you're there, make sure to follow us all on social media. Welcome to the league on all platforms. Okay. Support us, please.
Yes, yes, yes. That wraps us up. Thank you once again, and as always,
welcome to the league. Peace.
it back to Wilson. He gets finishing. My goodness, Asia Wilson. Plum.